This is Building Resilience Podcast, episode 213, The Power of Resilient Words.
Welcome to Building Resilience, a podcast where theory, practical strategies, and inspiring stories show you how to unlock your best life. I'm your host, Leah Davidson. As a certified life coach, speech-language pathologist, and nervous system resilience expert, it is my mission to teach you how to be more resilient to life's adversities. I will show you how to manage your mind, befriend your nervous system, process your emotions, and even eliminate stress. It's time to do more than just survive. It's time to thrive. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Building Resilience Podcast. As you probably know, I love words. I love to talk. I love to write. I love to read. One of the reasons why I became a speech language pathologist is because of how much I love words. Words that we speak out loud, but also the written word and the words that you say in your head, which are your thoughts. Because your thoughts are what fuel your feelings, which are behind your actions, and which is really behind all the results in your life. So words are super important. And of course, the written word is one of the reasons why I love journaling so much. So words to me are very important, and that's what I want to share with you today. Words can build you up, or they can tear you down in an instant. Like a careless comment can really just stick with somebody for years and years and years. Even if it's surrounded by like kind words, just one careless comment, one careless stream of words can really impact somebody. And again, it's not just what we say to other people, that spoken word. It is our thoughts. The words that we speak to ourselves matter. The language that we use or that we have running around in our heads all the time and repeat really, really matters. Probably matters even more than the words that we say. What we put out into the world by way of words makes a big difference for sure. So things like social media, and that's taking it to a whole new level where one post or a comment can really make or break somebody's day. So we have a lot of power in our words. Now, here's the thing about our words. We have a choice every time we speak, every time we write, and every time we think. Our words can create connection, love, understanding, or they can cause harm and they can distance us from people. In future episodes, I'm probably going to go more into that. But today I wanted to talk about specific words that don't just sit in your vocabulary, but can actually shift how you think, feel, and act. And we're going to focus on what I call resilience building words. These are the words that can change your perspective, especially when life feels heavy. They help you acknowledge challenges without being consumed by them, and they do help you open up your perspective and path for growth, hope, and of course, resilience. So I'm going to break down 10 of these powerful words. They're my favorite ones to use, and show you how to use them and share some examples of how I use them for myself. Now, the words that I chose aren't the only words out there. They are just the ones that resonate with me and I find very, very useful. And as I've already said, words, not just the tools for communication, actually how we shape meaning, they fuel your feelings, and they can really be a bridge between what you feel and how you act. So words are always sending messages. So words in form of thoughts are always sending messages to our brains and, of course, to our nervous system. And they're sending these messages subconsciously. For example, if I say something in my thought or out loud, like, I can't do this, stop and say that. How does it feel in your body? So for me, it feels discouraging and I feel heavy in my body. To me, it sends a clear signal to my brain that there's no point, give up, just stop trying. Now, I didn't actually say that, but the message, the subconscious message that my nervous system picks up is to give up and stop trying. Now, if you say, I can't do this yet, just that simple addition of the word yet tells your nervous system overall, hey, we're not there yet, but it's possible. And that shift can seem very, very small, but to your nervous system, it's huge. So words can either activate a sense of safety and possibility, or they can reinforce danger and that shutdown. As remember, the nervous system is always scanning, coding for safety and danger. So the key is choosing words that let you hold space for reality and hope. All right, so here are my 10 words that I personally find really powerful, help me build that sense of resilience. They're the ones that I find sit with my nervous system well. And I'll share with you also the impact that I feel it has on my nervous system. And again, I call them my resilient words. So the first one I already mentioned is yet. Yet shifts your perspective from being sort of this finality of it's not going to happen, give up, pack in your bags, you're not going to be able to do this. It shifts it back to possibility and hope. And it reminds you that progress is ongoing and that it's all about being part of the journey, not the destination. And where you are now is not the end point. It's just a stopover. So using the word yet also leaves room for movement, for curiosity, for growth. So an example is, I don't understand this concept yet. I can't run a mile yet. I haven't healed yet. So it kind of reframes the limitations that we have or that we're experiencing as they're temporary. And it makes the impossible feel like it is possible. Now, yet signals to your nervous system that there's no immediate danger or need for panic. It keeps you in that zone of resilience by allowing you to see that challenges are temporary and really just part of the normal process. Nothing is permanent. Now, the next word is kind of more of a funny word to use. I don't necessarily use it in my vocabulary when I'm speaking to people, but it's nevertheless. So nevertheless acknowledges a challenge or a setback, but it also shows how it doesn't define you. It encourages you to be persistent, to keep going despite obstacles, and it really focuses on your inner strength and your inner resilience. So while I may not say it out loud, it's often a word that's running through my head, like nevertheless, or I may even mark it down in writing. I failed the test. Nevertheless, I'll try again. Life has been really hard lately. Nevertheless, I'm still moving forward. I'm scared. Nevertheless, I'm going to take the chance. So it's really a word of determination, and it confirms that I'm committed to progress. Regardless of that, nevertheless, I'm going to move forward. Regardless is also another good word, just as I mentioned it. I thought of that one. So nevertheless, when we pair challenge with movement forward to our nervous system, sort of this perseverance or an action, what nevertheless does to your nervous system is it prepares and creates some balance. It grounds you in reality, but it also invokes some hope and optimism and a sense of calm. At least that's what it does in my own nervous system. Now, despite is a similar word. Like there's sort of nuances of differences, so I wanted to include both. I find nevertheless, like I said, is good to be used in writing, but I am more likely to use despite in speaking. I think I already used it when we were talking here. Despite highlights your ability to keep moving forward, even in the face of adversity, and it helps you reframe the challenges you're experiencing as part of your journey. So despite my anxiety, I showed up. Despite the obstacles, I made progress. Despite my self-doubt, I spoke up. So it really is emphasizing your strength and the ability for you to act in the face of difficulty. And it helps you get into your zone of resilience because it helps you shift the focus from what's wrong to what you've done well, which of course reinforces feelings of safety and capability. Now, the fourth word is still. Still is powerful on a couple different levels for me. First of all, still is a reminder of persistence. It acknowledges that challenges are often ongoing and you can still continue to press forward. So I'm still learning. I'm still here despite it all. I haven't found the solution, but I'm still trying. So the word lets you celebrate the effort, not just the outcome. And still reassures your nervous system by emphasizing movement, no matter how slow. It shifts your brain from this survival state to being one of more resilience. I also love the word still because to me, it is a reminder of rest, to be still. And I talked about the importance of rest on multiple podcasts. I talked about the importance of nothing. And I talked about the importance of something called Nixon. But a reminder for me to be still, and then for myself, it has a reminder of my faith as well, what be still means to me and the connection to my higher power. So it is a word that I love, and it is really a resilience building word for me. So you can see a lot of words carry the common theme of resilience and challenges, but you keep going. So you can see which words resonate with you best. Now, the fifth word is eventually. Eventually allows you to build up some patience and trust in the process. It acknowledges that while you may not be where you want to be now, you're heading in the right direction. And if you just hang in, you will get there. So I'll figure this out eventually. Eventually, I'll reach my goal. And this will make sense eventually. So it's really a word of hope and faith in the future. And I find eventually really does calm my nervous system. It gets me into that zone of resilience. It shifts from like this immediate urgency to something more long-term, reminding me that I'm in this for a much longer game. It creates a sense of safety by removing the urgency, because urgency for me can be very activating. Sometimes urgency is a good activating because it gets me moving, but often it sends messages of danger to my nervous system, and then I may just shut down. So eventually is a powerful word. The sixth word is the word through. And through highlights movement and progress. It reminds you that challenges, again, are temporary and you're actively moving forward. So you can see there's a common theme with all these words. And that's why I like having a variety of them, because I'm often encountering challenges. I want to remind myself they're temporary, and I want to remind myself to keep moving forward because there's always hope. So some examples of the word through is, I'm going through a tough season, but I'm still standing. I've been through hard times before, and I've come out. I've come out stronger even. I'll get through this one step at a time. So it really is a word of endurance and perseverance. And through keeps your nervous system from feeling stuck or feeling hopeless. It really emphasizes action and momentum, which can reduce these feelings of overwhelm. And it reminds you that everything is temporary. It's not an endpoint. We are in the middle, and I'll get to that one in a minute. The seventh word is beyond. Beyond focuses very much so on the future, helping you see past, current, whatever challenge you're having, and into what's possible. And it creates a sense of optimism and a sense of forward motion. It's a reminder that your future self is up ahead. There are unwritten pages. Your story is yet to be told. There is a blank slate up ahead of you. So the example of the word beyond could be, there's life beyond this challenge, or beyond this heartbreak, or beyond this grief. Beyond this struggle lies something meaningful. I'm working toward what's beyond this moment. So it really encourages you to zoom out so that you can see the bigger picture. Now, beyond gives me a sense of safety in my nervous system by shifting that focus from the present challenge to a future possibility. And it really helps me get in touch with my future self, who is often an amazing guide. So I love to use the word beyond. Now, the next word is however. However, it's kind of like a pivot word or a turning word. It allows you to acknowledge a challenge or a setback while turning your focus to what's next. Maybe something that is more positive or a more actionable next step. So I didn't meet my goal. However, I learned something valuable. This is difficult. However, I know I can handle it. Things didn't go as planned. However, I'm adapting. So again, it's a word of resilience and a word of resourcefulness. And however, to me, creates balance in my nervous system because it pairs the challenge with the possibility, reducing the stress and encouraging action. The ninth one is the word possibly. I'll kind of sneak a second one in there, the word maybe, because I think they're very interchangeable as well. Possibly or maybe introduces hope and optimism without forcing certainty. So it leaves room for good outcomes, even when things feel uncertain. So I think of it as a word that has a lot of wiggle room. And it is a little bit, possibly is a little bit more of a sophisticated word, maybe to me, although I love using them both interchangeably. This possibly could be the opportunity I'm waiting for. It's not as bad as I think, maybe. Possibly this will lead to something even better. So it really is trying to redirect your thoughts towards potential positive outcomes. And I think of possibly and maybe as keeping me really flexible, and a flexible nervous system is a healthy nervous system. So these words invite in flexibility. They loosen the expectations of a rigid outcome, and that you can remain open to hope, to possibility, to the unexpected. And I love to think of it as having the potential of a little bit of magic worked in there too. Then my last word is meanwhile. Now, this word, I think, can help ground you in the present while trusting that behind the scenes, there is something at play, and that in due time, the future will unfold. Now, it really is about taking small, manageable actions while waiting for clarity. So I don't have all the answers. Meanwhile, I'll focus on what I can control. Life feels very uncertain. Meanwhile, I'm taking care of myself. I'm working on this goal. Meanwhile, I'm celebrating my small wins. So it's a word of patience and presence. And I think it helps you stay in that zone of resilience and introduces more calm by focusing on what's immediately within your control, reducing overwhelm. And to me, it creates a sense of safety. Now, another word that's very much linked to meanwhile is in the meantime. And it really shows how we are often in an in-between state. And it reminded me of an article that I read by one of the leaders in my church, Dieter Uchtdorf, that he had shared a while back. And I think the concept he explored a lot and the language he used ties into thinking about using the word meantime and meanwhile. He talked about how in the meantime is kind of referring to how we are always in the middle. That to me is a very calming, grounding, hopeful thought, especially when I feel super stuck or overwhelmed with challenges, or I see somebody that I love struggling. The reminder that we are always in the middle. And so the idea, the concept behind it is that life is a constant journey. We're never at the very beginning, or we're rarely at the very beginning for long. And we rarely are at the end, at that destination. Pretty much everything we do, we're in this continuous process of learning and growing and becoming. And life happens in the middle. In the meantime isn't a holding pattern. It kind of is where real life happens. It's in the middle where we experience challenges, joys, doubts, and breakthroughs. And again, one of my most favorite episodes of the podcast that I recorded is one called The Amazing Race, and I'll encourage you to go back and listen to it. And in it, I really share how the destination, the end, winning that prize, even the prize of $1 million, is not usually the biggest motivator for the people running the race. It certainly wouldn't be the biggest motivator for me. It would be kind of cool, and likely that does motivate some people who go on the race. But the real win of the race, the real draw of the amazing race, is the journey, the experiences, the relationships. It is the middle part. And so for me in life, if we remember that perspective, that we're always in the middle, we can let go of the pressure to have everything figured out. And to have everything figured out now, we can realize that struggles, they're part of the journey, not a sign of failure. And instead of rushing to a resolution or longing for the next big thing, we can appreciate what's happening right now, because life is happening in the middle right now. And of course, from a nervous system perspective, living in the middle helps you regulate. It reminds your brain and your body that uncertainty isn't a threat. It's just part of the process. We can create safety even when we have uncertainty, because uncertainty is part of the process and part of the journey that we're on. Now, it doesn't feel good. But nothing has gone wrong when we're faced with uncertainty. It's a very natural right part of our life journey. So when we say in the meantime, or meanwhile, or I'm in the middle, it's a cue to stay present, stay calm, and keep moving forward with hope. So if you think about a time when you were waiting for clarity, maybe it was a medical result or a new job or a personal challenge you were going through, maybe it was a breakthrough that you're waiting for, it can sometimes feel like life is on pause, that you're waiting for the resolution, you're waiting for certainty so you can move on. But what if you did reframe it? Instead of saying, I'm stuck waiting, you just say, I'm in the middle of figuring things out. It reminds you that the action and growth can still happen here, even if you don't see the whole picture yet. So a bunch of these words that we explored earlier are actually perfect for just encouraging and reminding us that we are living in the middle now. Words like yet, eventually, through, somehow, meanwhile, they allow us to hold space for where we are while staying open to what's next. I don't know the answer yet, but I'm figuring it out in the meantime. Eventually, I'll get there. For now, I'm moving through this step by step. And somehow, I've always managed to grow even when I didn't see the full picture. It's okay. I'm just in the middle. These are the resilient words that can bring us back to the present moment without losing sight of hope and possibility that lie ahead. So overall, words, they're simple, but their impact is profound. They shift your mindset from stuck to curious. I love that these words remind me that I am resilient, that there is hope, that uncertainty is okay, that life isn't about getting to a finish line. It's about learning how to embrace the middle. So whatever season you're in, whether you're waiting, whether you have adversity, whether you're growing or stuck, or you're wondering or you're filled with awe, in the meantime, it is all the middle. It's all a journey. We're still going to go through things, despite things, nevertheless things, because we can eventually get there. This week, I really want to challenge you, start watching your words and then start using these resilient words intentionally. Write them down, speak them out loud. Notice how they change the way you feel in your body and they shift your nervous system. I hope you found it helpful and I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Building Resilience Podcast. If you're interested in learning a little bit more about managing stress, building resilience, and leading a more purposeful life, then make sure we're connected on Instagram and Facebook at Leah Davidson Life Coaching. You can also subscribe to my weekly newsletter at www.leahdavidsonlifecoaching.com/newsletter. Looking forward to connecting.